And we'll read in verses 23-33. The same day the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him and asked him, saying, "Teacher, Moses said that if a man dies having no children, his brother shall marry his wife and raise up his offspring for him, for his brother. Now there was with us seven brothers. The first died after had married, having no offspring, left his wife to his brother. Likewise, the second also, and the third even to the seventh. Last of all, the woman died. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife of the seven will she be? For they all had her." Jesus answered them and said to them, "You have mistaken, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. For the resurrection of they neither marry nor get are given in marriage, but are like angels of God in heaven. But concerning the resurrection of the dead, you have not read what was spoken to you by God, saying, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' God is not the God of the dead, but of the living." From those 10 verses, we can take 3 points away from them. The first one is the proof of resurrection. So, the Sadducees gave Jesus, like a hypothetical, the seven brothers had the same wife, and they all died. Now, Jesus said, "I am," like saying God's the son, or the God of Jacob, Abraham. So there is a resurrection, and they are living in some way. So that's the first point. The second being the knowledge and confidence of Jesus. The men who asked them these questions were some of the smartest men in the land. And Jesus is a carpenter. And they were trying to confuse him and prove there is no resurrection. But Jesus turned it around on them and proved the afterlife and resurrection. The third point is that Jesus is the one and true Son of God. When he said, "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob," that proves that, for one, there's an afterlife, and two, that God is the God of them, and that he is the Son of God. We need to believe and confess our faith in the Son of God in order to have that hope of a home in heaven with him one day. If you have not made the decision to become a Christian or have fallen away from him, we encourage you to come to the front as we stand and sing.